was that? Was that Lil Fatty?
No.
No.
Just playing with you.
Oh, speaking of which, Big Fatty has his own podcast.
Oh, so I hear. So not that I've listened yet.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. This is Big Fatty Online, episode number 12 for Monday, February the 18th, or President's Day. I hope some of you get the day off on President's Day. Unfortunately, we don't get it off at the coal mine, so the coal mine's getting the finger. Finger! Oh, Lord. Well, everyone, I hope that you have survived week two of the Big Fatty Online Enormous Ruination Podcast. Oh, Lord, this headset is, it's already ruined. It's probably making all kinds of fat noises for you. Well, on today's show, I'm just going to talk about a few little things. We've got some voice letters we're going to play. I'm going to go over to the listener map. And I've got a Memory Lane music. In fact, why don't we just go on into the Memory Lane music right now? I guarantee you that this one you haven't thought about in a very, very, very long time. Now, many of you may not even know what show this is from, but I bet those of you out there who have a little bit of musical theater in your system that you might just remember this.
The bluest sky you've ever seen in Seattle, and the hills the greenest green in Seattle.
Well, folks, that is from Here Come the Brides, which was a TV series on ABC from September of 68 through April of 70. It was only owned for 2 years, but it was very successful. It was a TV Western, which rarely featured any, you know, gunplay or anything like that. And violence was generally these comical fistfights and all like this, but basically the plot of the show was that this town is faced with shutting down because this logging operation, the men were ready to quit. The lumberjacks were ready to go because there was no female companionship in Seattle then. So the owners of the mill and all, they recruited 100 women to come and live in Seattle and be there for the men and all this kind of stuff. And probably the person that became most famous from Here Come the Brides was Bobby Sherman. I mean, if you remember Bobby Sherman. But anyway, it was just sort of a interesting little show back down memory lane. Now, I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. First of all, I would like to say ruined, 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 ruined. For those of you who might visit themanhunt.net, not that any of you would, but if you happen to go to themanhunt.net, on Valentine's Day, Big Fatty was over there, and he has this e-letter message over there, and I open it up, and it is from Manhunt, and would you like to know what the subject was? It said, Happy VD. Now, I'm sorry. Hello? Where did we hear that first? So clearly someone on the manhunt is stealing from the Big Fatty. But, you know, we're used to that. So finger to the manhunt. Now, on the show that I had on for Valentine's Day, I told the story about my first grade teacher, and I got several nice comments from different listeners about that. Ricky from the Foul Monkeys said that it reminded him of a special teacher also that he hadn't thought about in many, many years, and that she also saw when he was going off to college and or was graduating from high school. I don't remember exactly. But she contacted him, and that it's just a nice little thing when that happens. And Michael in Stuttgart said that he actually got a little choked up when Big Fatty was telling that story. And to be quite honest, Big Fatty got a little choked up as well. So anyway, I hope you had some good thoughts from your first grade teacher when you were listening to that as well. But now, Big Fatty has got some voice letters that he wants to play, so let's get to them.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Tom, a.k.a. Ramble Redhead. Just want to leave you a quick message. I'm a little bit late, but I wanted to wish you a happy VD Day. I didn't realize that you posted that show until late, and I didn't get a chance to listen to it until today, the day after. But I just want to let you know that I thought that show was really great, and I really loved the story that you told about your teacher, and I thought that was really touching. And you can definitely tell as you told it that it really does mean a lot to you, and I thought that was really cool. The other thing I was going to tease you about, because when you made fun of my show a little while ago, when I read that article in Reader's Digest, you went, "Oh, Lord," and all that stuff. Well, I was doing the same thing when you started to talk about money, but then as you got into it, I thought it was really interesting. So there. So you're not as ruined as you thought. But anyway, I love you. You're a great guy, and I love your show, and I wish you all the best, buddy. And have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much, Tom, and I'm glad that you are enjoying the show and that you enjoyed the story about Miss Cox as well. And it is ruined, and it will continue to be ruined. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Voice letter number two.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Chef Mark, and I am here at the airport in Orlando on my way out back to New York, and I am calling with something that I think is good, gosh, and game, because, you know, I could not resist leaving this airport without having a little bit of the Chick-fil. So I went me to the Chick-fil and got the nugget, and you wouldn't believe the nugget that was there serving. They had this sexy Latino boy who was working at the Chick-fil, who was just about the most gorgeous guy I have seen in a long time. So I thought you would appreciate that. And I'm catching up now. Now I'm finally listening to your Mary Tyler Moore song of the day, and I'm about to sing with it. Who can turn the world on? Oh, Lord, that's Tim. Ooh, I'm going to have to listen. Bye.
All right, Chef Mark, thank you so much for that. And you know, when I first heard Tim sing that also, it was like, oh, Lord, I said the same thing. Now, I want to let y'all know something about Chef Mark. He has called into the show twice now, and both actually, and he doesn't know this, but actually Chef Mark has called into the show four times, but he only knows he's called in twice because each time after he called, he has done some sort of pocket dialing, and Big Fatty has received these 5-minute long phone calls from, because I can hear Chef Mark talking in the background, and you know, the second one I could hear the Chick-fil noises in the background. So anyway, Chef Mark, the redial and the pocket dialing might be running your minutes up, so you might want to take a look at that. All right, I have got another voice letter, number three.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is David of that Blue Jeans Guy podcast. Just wanted to call in and say I'm loving the new show. I love what you're doing with everything, and the Memory Lane songs are just incredible. I especially loved hearing Angie on one of the episodes. Yeah, I'm a little bit behind. Actually, I'm caught up right now. I was having a little trouble with the iPod that was dying on me again. But, again, loving the show, and got to come up with a gosh. I don't really have a gosh right now, but I will have one soon. So since I've totally ruined this phone call, I might as well go ahead and sign off and say, meh. Bye.
Meh to you, too. That's David from That Blue Jeans Guy. And, David, whether you know it or not, I think your gosh is that sound quality on your phone call. I'm not quite sure what was up with that, but you know, we can always depend on David to have some sort of testicle difficulty or telephonic interrupti whenever he is involved. So anyway, let's go to call number four.
Well, Big Fatty, I am so glad to see you back online after the divorce. At least he let you have a computer in the breakup. Your most recent show about the Poppers was very funny. How's everything over there in Charleston? I think you need to take a pilgrimage down to Savannah and stand outside the lady and son. Until one of her beautiful sons walks out and takes a picture with you, it could be quite funny. You also need to have a talk with Archer about all the stuff about chopping fingers off on his show. What is that about? Well, you just have a wonderful week. Enjoy the first week of Lent. We'll talk with you later. This is Jeremiah. Bye-bye.
Oh, Lord. Jeremiah. At least Jeremiah doesn't have an accent or anything. Oh, Lord. Now, Jeremiah, I can assure you that the only Lent that Big Fatty ever has anything to do with is butt lint. And now I think all of you know what butt lint is, but you know, it's that little, you know, well, you know what it is, but let's that well and the lint screen in the dryer, but you know, butt lint is, and I sometimes you get that belly button lint. You know, do you get belly button lint? Okay, stop the vomiting. And I believe we have another voice letter.
Hey, Big Faye. This is a very sick and under the weather Anthony, but I just wanted to call it. You know, I listen to the show with the sound effects over my voicemail, so feel free to play any sort of sound effects over this voicemail. And provide me with any more popper tips. Very good tips, so I wish I was a little more funnier, but I'm sick, so I'm just going to say be well, and I will talk to you later. Bye.
Well, Anthony, I'm so sorry you're not feeling well, and I hope that didn't ruin your special date that you had coming up over the weekend, but you'll have to let us know how that went. So, anyway, I've got a couple more voice letters, but I think I'm going to kind of hold off and play them on another upcoming show. So, if you haven't called in lately, or even if you have, 206-337-1438 is the voice letter number, and I would love to hear from you. Now, I do have one update on the Big Brother podcast that Chef Mark and I did this past week, and that is on Big Brother James, who is the guy with the pink mohawk on there. Evidently, James has done some gay porn. Now, James, I thought James was straight, but anyway, evidently not. But it's definitely James, because I don't know that anyone else would have exactly these same tattoo. The tattoos tend to give you away there, James. And there are some, even though he has different hair back then, very large penis on James. And James clearly enjoys, as they say, getting off on camera. And let's see. He evidently has very large balls. Yeah, those are pretty big balls there. Not as big as Big Fatty's, of course. And speaking of that, Nessa and Holly and Walt, you better be careful what you wish for. You just might get your dreams come true. But if you want to see more about Big Brother James with his pink mohawk and him doing gay porn, go over to DudeTube. I don't know what that means. And I guess you can probably search for Big Brother James or something like that. There's a link, but I don't know how to fucking put it in the thing or anything. And so that is that. Now, Big Fatty, ever since starting, you know what? I want to go over to the listener map real quick, because we do have a couple of new people that are coming on. I was going to tell you what was in my spam folder, and I may do that on the next show. I've got, like, just in the past 4 or 5 days, I've got like fucking 80 pieces of fucking spam in my spam folder. And I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm not quite sure. What's in your spam folder? I know you probably get the same shit that I get, like lots of Viagra ads and things like that. But we'll get into those and all next time. All right, well, why is this taking for fucking ever to open up? By the way, still not on the iTunes. So, you know, if you get a chance, give the finger to the iTunes. And also, Big Fatty had asked everyone to suggest the podcast to a new listener last week, and several of you did, and I want to say thank you for that, because I've heard from those new listeners. And for those of you who haven't, I would like for you to still go ahead and do that and ask your new listener friends to send me an e-letter or a voice letter or whatever. Now, Fairy Princess Holly from up there in the Minneapolis has joined the listener map, as has Frank Stargate from Atlanta. Now, Frank is crouched down, mostly naked, on a railroad track. So that's kind of worth going to see. Frank, it's kind of delicious there. And then there's a couple of folks that kind of sneak into the middle here. Now, Guru Nudie from Tampa, Florida, has posted an interesting picture over there. He seems to be in some sort of play land thing with all those colored balls and all in it, and he says that I put the nasty back in Namasta. I don't know what the fuck that means. So anyway, maybe Guru Nudie, you can tell me what the fuck that means. Now, I've had Auntie Vera Charles from Los Angeles join the map as all also, and Auntie Vera is on the Fat Favorites over there at the www, which you do not have to use. And it's a great podcast. You really should go listen to that, because Auntie Vera does just a fabulous job with her podcast. And I thought there was somebody. Oh, look, there's little Greg in San Diego. And oh, and there's little Kellen. Touching! And let's see. Oh, Lord, well, I have wasted enough time. Oh, who is that? Doug Kay from Washington. Doug, have I mentioned you before? I'm not sure. So, anyway, and we've talked about the ones who did. Did I mention you, Tom, from Boston? I don't know. Big Fatty don't remember shit. But anyway, if you're not on the listener map, go over to the www, and under the top of the heap, you can see what's over there. Remember, there's all kinds of stuff over there, and I'm going to kind of drive you over to the website from time to time, so you might as well just get used to going over there. And thank you to everyone who's posted comments over there. And I hope you have a fabulous President's Day, or had one, and I'll see you soon. Bye. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This is has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.